So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. What's up, y'all? It's your man, Earnest. You love Earnest, same guy, different name. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. In this episode, doing a review for Breeze Brewin and Juggernaut, their joint project, Hindsight. So, I'm familiar, or at least a bit familiar, with Juggernaut. Breeze Brewin is someone who is new to me. To put it short, I saw this thread on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. You love Earnest. Hopefully leave that in the description box below. But I was on Twitter. I saw this thread pretty much about someone started a thread of asking people to pretty much post the most underrated albums of this year. You know? And this album, and to be honest with you, I jotted down a list of albums from this list. I appreciate threads like that because it just exposed me to a lot of music, especially when I find it very hard to find new music because I'm not, you know, in the underground spaces as I wish I was, like I was back then. So it's going to be a lot of underground artists, independent underground artists, whatever you want to call them, that I'm reviewing. And I'm excited to hear the rest of these albums. Hopefully I get to all of them by the end of the year. If not, I'm just going to try to keep it going because, like I stated before, I am willing to listen to older albums. Now, that's not just a Patreon exclusive. I just make it a bit more of a mission to listen to whatever albums that drop within whatever current year. So these are 2021 albums. This is a 2021 album here. And like I said, the person who made the thread, I didn't make it, but the person who made the thread asked for the most underrated albums about this year. So typically when I hear underrated, it's people who believe that, you know, an artist or somebody in general that they're saying is underrated deserves more shine, deserves more love, flowers, this, that, and that, right? Deserves more appreciation, okay? Breeze Brewin was one of the albums that showed up, this album here. And I have to say, though, to each its own, as with every review, to each its own for sure. But to me, I'm very excited to listen to the rest of these albums. Don't get me wrong. This was not an album that I really, as I listened to, was enjoyed listening to it, to be honest with you. Now, there are some upsides, but just more so downsides, as with every not so good review. I will start with the upsides, the pros, basically, or at least the upside. Breeze Brewin is a great rapper, great lyricist, and I think that one of the things that I'm going to get from this list, if the music is more so hip-hop based, that I'm going to get a lot of great lyrical underground rappers, you know? The quote-unquote real hip-hop type of rappers. I'm going to get that. And I have zero problems with that at all. But You know my thing, and I've said this on here plenty of times. The music has to sound good. Like I said, I'm familiar with Juggernaut. But I just thought the production on here was just not to the standard that I would want it to be. Very eclectic sounds on this project. Varying sounds. But as far as my enjoyment of the music, alongside with the lyricism and stuff, it was very, at times, not hard to focus and hard to focus, but it was a struggle to want to continue, to be honest with you, want to continue to listen to the album. And this is one of those situations where I played it back literally right after finishing listening to it the first time. Usually, like I stated, when I do my multiple listens, they're not really back-to-back listens. They're really just, I listen to it this one day, and I'm going to listen to it again the other day and see what's what, and do it that way. Or I'm just giving this album 2 weeks, right? Or 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, depending on when it came out. This came out, I believe, sometime earlier this year, either or 2021. I didn't necessarily look at the date. I just figured, hell, if it's in a thread of 2021 albums, then, or underrated albums of 20 that came out this year in the years 2021, then I assume it's an album that someone posted because they thought this was an album that was underrated and then came out this year. And you could still feel that way. I'm saying that it may be underrated for some folks because a lot of these artists, I believe, are going to be artists who are not necessarily known, right? Artists, producers, whatever, they're probably not necessarily known by the masses. But not everything underrated is good. You know, not everything unknown, let me put it that way, is good. And this album here, to me, I thought my biggest problem was it fell into the quote unquote real hip hop trap. It fell into this trap that we can just rap over any beat and the song would be fire because the lyricism is fire. And no, that wasn't, yes, again, Breeze Brewing, it was not a time where I listened to this album and I'm like, man, this man sucks. He can't rap. That's not the case. But it definitely was, okay, he is trying to, he's doing that thing that I even as someone who is, again, a quote-unquote real hip-hop fan and a lover, even I hate it when rappers do that. Oh, I could just rap over anything, any type of production because I can make it sound dope. I can make this song sound dope. And it's like, no, and in actuality, I think that's more so of an insult to the producers and the beat makers and all that stuff. And it puts all this onus on a song only being good based off of how lyrical, the lyrical ability of the artist, rather than just everything that has to do with said song. This could have been an acapella album to me, and this would have been a 10 out of 10 because, or at least close to it, because Breeze Brewing, like I said, is really dope at rap. I'm not going to take that away from him because I didn't really necessarily dig the production on here, and therefore the songs didn't necessarily sound too well for me. But at the same time, again, that is a trap that many underground, especially artists of, as we can hear, or as I heard from this album, from the current and many in the past, still fall under, you know. Then you got the lyrical dudes who are mainstream, kind of like Earl Sweatshirt, who does that. I can just rap over any beat, even if it's the goofiest sounding beat, and it's good. This song is gonna sound hard because I know how to rap. Y'all know my thoughts on that album when he made that terrible album sounding the way that it did, despite his rhymes being all right in that. So if I could have that same mindset for Earl Sweatshirt, I could have that same mindset for Breeze Bruin or anybody else. Now, the beats on here was not as goofy as the album Earl did. They definitely weren't goofy ass beats, but they definitely weren't to my standard of, you know, I guess what it, this song should sound like or whatever the case is, right? I will say that there are very deep moments on this project here, but it's kind of hard to even focus on too much on the deepness, or at least feel it for yourself when the production doesn't sound as deep as Breeze's lyrics are. They're not matching up at all. And that's an organizational problem, in my opinion. So all of that played together just didn't necessarily make for this album to sound as good as it probably could have been. I'm not going to share a rating. I'm not even going to do a cut for my favorite tracks. I do have two favorite tracks. There's PPT and then there's Taking Notes. So PPT is one of the tracks where I believe Breeze's lyrical ability really shines the most on this album here. It's just a dope track where he is just showing his cleverness as well, which can be which is displayed on this album here, which is a plus. But as far as just, like I said, all over this album, PPT is the one where I feel as though it shines the most. Taking Notes was one, if not the only song on this album where I felt as though both the production and the lyricism was of equal match, and in the sense that it was both pleasing to listen to what Breeze Bruin was saying, but also listen to the production as well. Another sentimental track, like there are the many on this thing. This could have been, again, this album was, you know, deep, sentimental at times, clever at times. I think Breeze, I don't know much about him, but I think this album was an album that probably perfectly displayed his personality and who he is. But at the same time, if this was a better organized project, I would have had a higher rating for this project. So there's that, or a rating period, you know. So I'm gonna just leave it at that, and that's that. That's the end of this episode of the My Two Cents podcast. If you listen to this album, you let me know what you think. Good, bad, and indifferent. I take all types of comments. Just be respectful about it, of course. But be respectful to the artist and be respectful to me. Whether the opinion is different or not, just be respectful about the opinion. And I'm all for listening to people's thoughts. Hit the links in the description box below. You can send in a voice message feature. That is something you can do by hitting the link in the description box below. You'll be able to do that. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.